Here's your morning brief for Monday, August 15th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. China's economic activity decelerated last month, according to official data, as a two-month boost from easing COVID-19 lockdowns faded. This prompted China's central bank to cut two key interest rates in a bid to shore up growth. The nation's economy is straining under the effects of a zero-tolerance approach to COVID-19 and a deflating property bubble. In Taiwan, a bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers is scheduled to meet with President Tsai Ing-wen today. The group arrived on the democratically self-ruled island 2 weeks after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit prompted a furious response from China. The Chinese embassy in Washington says that Beijing, which claims Taiwan as part of its territory, will take resolute countermeasures in response to what it calls the U.S.'s provocations. Authorities say that the man accused of stabbing novelist Salman Rushdie had no prior criminal history and that a motive for the attack hasn't yet been determined. 24-year-old New Jersey resident Hadi Matar pleaded not guilty after being charged with second-degree attempted murder. Rushdie spent years under police protection after Iranian leaders called for his execution over his 1988 novel, The Satanic Verses. The family of the 75-year-old author says he remains in critical condition, though he is talking and showing signs of improvement. Markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares rose in early trading, and in the U.S., stock futures were lower. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.